Nobody died, but we don't know. The fallout is now, they're noticing now the fallout has gone deep, deep, deep into the sea where they can't even measure it. But they also do know, scientists have checked, they do know that some of the fish are coming up with twice as much radioactive substance as is allowed here in the United States. And they even allow less over there.
Yeah.
So it's like twice as much. So I'm wondering, these are tough questions. Building public confidence in scientific studies, we need multiple independent groups at work to do that, ensuring us that we have the resources to build comprehensive long-term studies. Long-term. I mean, there's only one man living on that whole island now. Did you read that article? One man still on that island in Japan.
Well,
everybody else is gone.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that there's danger there. It just means that people think there's danger there, so they won't go back.
Yeah, and he's still alive, but we don't know about they're still filling up the water. The water is still leaking into the ocean. We don't know what's in there. It's gone so deep now they can't measure it.
I heard that one man doesn't need to use a flashlight anymore because he glows.
And so do all his animals.
Made that up, could you tell?
You did make that up. So they've got the scientists over there, marine radiochemists, trained to provide answers about radioactivity in the ocean, but how much is out there is what they want to know, where it is, and what the fate is for the future. So, and we don't know. They haven't gone very far to even answer the first question, being, what has it done? What impact has it had on the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't measure it.
Nothing in what you've said really worries me. I mean, because
the fish in the water.
A few fish with some radiation.
A few fish. How do you know how many?
Make those fish stay fresh longer, won't it?
Oh my God! Make them glow.
They won't spoil.
Glowing fish, so you can see them in your freezer. That's just crazy. So anyway, we don't know. We don't know the effects. It's long term. Okay. We don't know. But I admit, I did. I was all of a sudden at the end of the Randy Thompson. She's just so well versed, knows what she's talking about as far as what she's heard and what scientists have told her and what they've told her. And it sounds great. It sounds like, well, yeah, you know, thousands and thousands of jobs and.
Stuff's got to be stored somewhere.
Dry and arid, and we've been storing it anyway. And
what she said is scientists all got together. This was the best idea they had. It's got to be stored somewhere. Right now, it's stored in communities around the country.
Well, and that's what we don't realize is that it is already being stored.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah. So we're going to have her on, Randy's going to come on. I'm going to talk more to her. Maybe even Ty Cobb will get him to come on.
Wasn't it surprising the economic impact that could have for Nevada?
Be tremendous.
Holy cow.
But then again, you think, do we do it for money when we do everything else in our lives for money?
Well, if
do we have enough details? I just don't know. I don't know where I stand with that.
Okay.
We're going to get Bruce Breslow on. He'll
Who's
give
that?
Us some good. Bruce Breslow, ex-mayor of Sparks.
Oh, no, I didn't
He really fought against that Yucca Mountain. He knows all the things that we need to know.
Well, then we should have him on.
We're going to have him on, yes, at the same time as Randy and maybe Ty Cobb and get a little thing going on here. Well, it could be very interesting. Well, that's what we want. We want details. I want to know the reality.
Hey.
I mean, I know we're still in the progress. We're still, you know, humans still
we'll
in the progress.
We'll see if they both agree to come on at the same time.
I don't know why they wouldn't. People love to debate.
I think when people think their argument isn't strong, then they don't want to come on and dispute.
Well, if you think your argument is strong, it's just because you think you've got the real information. So if someone else comes on with some other information that seems real too, then you've really got a good debate
going
on.
Al Gore will never debate global warming. He refuses. If he finds out that somebody's scheduled an opponent, he just doesn't show up.
Well, I think he said everything he could say.
He doesn't think he knows that much.
I think he said everything he knows.
That's right.
He's already said it all.
To have an opponent would let everybody see that he doesn't know anything.
I can tell you're not an Al Gore fan.
No, I am not.
Did I tell you I had a dream about him once that him and I went shopping?
I think you did, yeah. I don't even want to know how that dream ended.
Hey, we were shopping.
Okay.
All right, another fun story
Victoria's
here.
Victoria's Secret, probably.
Did you hear about Germany's real-life Robin Hood going on?
No.
Have you heard that at all, that story? A mystery benefactor has been leaving packets of money to charitable organizations and needy individuals in Braunschweig, Germany. Blank white envelopes containing bundles of banknotes have been arriving at various addresses in the lower Saxony city since last year. That's what the
Brunswick,
Yeah.
Where they make the bowling alley?
Yeah. Brunswick. So far, a total of at least 190,000 euros, which is about $251,000, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, has been sent to a robbery victim, a hospice, kindergarten, various charities, and families of a handicapped boy. The BBC says there are numerous theories about who might be behind the handouts. There's always a new Robin Hood story, isn't there? And
main thing is, does he know my address?
We have Evelyn Mount here. She's our Robin Hood. Okay. Yeah, she's ours. I like to think it's a modern-day Robin Hood, the hospice manager said, quoting and saying, the pastor of a local church who found 10,000 euros, I think that's $13,000. I don't know. I better shut up. He found it behind a tack of hymn books. I mean, that's kind of weird, though. They put him behind hymn books.
What makes him think it's Robin Hood? Robin Hood stole first and then gave it away.
He stole from the rich. So I know right away, they think, well, Robin Hood just means someone who comes to your aid. Yeah. You know, they're rich, so they give to the poor.
Germans quite understand the whole concept of Robin Hood, do
they?
Yeah,
you might be right.
That's no evidence he's stealing it.
Others speculate that it may be a lottery winner or someone who received a large inheritance. Whoever it is, they want to thank him. It's strange, and they're loving it, and I would like to invite them to have a cup of coffee. Me too. I like to have them have a cup of coffee with me.
Speaking of lottery winners, did you see the Detroit woman who won the lotto and was still getting food stamps?
Even after she won the lotto?
Yeah, she thought.
But she spent all the money in one day?
No, she still had the money. She says, well, they're still giving it to me, so I figured I'm entitled to it.
No, she didn't.
Well, once that hit the news, she's no longer getting food stamps.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I mean, how bright is she?
She should be giving other people's food stamps. Really? In Detroit, huh?
Yeah. They kept giving them to me, so I figured I should. Hey, I have expenses. She's got like three houses now.
My gosh. You got to fill up three houses with food now.
No.
Wow.
People are funny, aren't they?
Yeah, that's not very funny, actually. It's not very funny. But, you know, she probably is one of those people who has hoarded all her life, afraid she'll be going without. And people will begin to take advantage of her.
She's young. There's an older couple in Virginia who's got a $1 million house, and they've never made a single mortgage payment. They've been there 5 years.
Are they squatters, as they call them?
No, they took out a mortgage, realized they couldn't make the payments because things went bad.
So they just stayed there and didn't let anybody know. They still had a key.
They keep fighting it. You know, politicians keep passing new ways for people to stay in their house and avoid foreclosure.
So they just
stay on
top of that.
This couple keeps taking advantage of them all. Mm, smart. But they have never made a single payment on their in the mortgage. So
they need to write a book.
They need to just move out because by now the interest is added up so that you...
Oh, yeah. But I think the sheriff would have come out already.
It's been very close a couple times, they said. In fact, one day it was within 24 hours of the sheriff. He calls the sheriff every week and asks the lady at the sheriff's office,
if there's a warrant out for their arrest.
Are you coming this week?
Are you coming this week?
When they say no, he can relax for the week.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty smart.
He said, well, that's why they put these programs
like
in
I
there.
Said, he needs to write a book, and he'd be able to pay his mortgage, wouldn't he?
These people don't seem to understand that the rest of us are paying for that.
Yeah, I know.
It's a government program keeping him in his house, but we're paying for that
program. Well, we're trying to get rid of the government, so it won't be long. And we won't be paying that, will we? Okay, Robin Hood, you're out. Okay, FBI.
What?
FBI. Some crafty criminals are aiming to steal one of the most valuable pieces of your personal property. What do you think that is?
I don't really have anything valuable, Jay.
How about your bank information?
My laptop? Not my laptop.
Not my laptop.
What do they get?
My MP3 player. Yeah, your bank information.
Oh, good luck with that, guys.
No, it's a new warning. The Federal Bureau of Investigation warns account holders of a new spam email scheme that involves a type of malware. It's called Game Over. Now, listen. The scheme involved fake emails from the National Automated Clearinghouse Association, the Federal Reserve of the FDIC. Now, these messages attempt to trick recipients into clicking on a link to resolve some type of issue with their accounts or a recent transaction maybe that they made. Now, once you know how it is. You see it. Oh, click if you do it too fast. Once you click, Game Over takes over your computer. Thieves steal your usernames, your passwords, and all your money.
You have to hover over the links. That's what I keep telling
you. Hover, 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 hover.
Because sometimes the link will be printed out, and if you hover over it down in the lower left of your screen, mm-hmm. you'll see that it's actually sending you someplace completely different.
Well, and you know what? Shouldn't your security system kick in and say, I mean, I can hardly get my own emails anymore, but I've got AVG going, stop, there's a threat. I mean,
you know how Amy sends you and I emails?
Yes.
I cannot answer Amy. Because it
why?
It sends it back. She says she's considers me spam.
Oh my God.
Come on, Amy. You wrote me. How come I can't write you back?
Well, no, but that's because if she has a certain, if there's a certain right. amount of emails you send over a limit, they consider you a spammer. You have to do like 10 at a time. 10. That's the sneaky way. You just send 10 at a time. So anyway, look out for that. I thought maybe we'd give some crucial steps maybe to make it a little harder for someone to make you a victim. Keep your computer and your mobile device uploaded with the newest version of antivirus software, even if it gets aggravating. I can't even go on. Yeah, I go on, as soon as I get online and I start to go to my mail, it says, threat. Oh, man, it's Yahoo, okay? You know, Google threat, but it tells me everything.
I hate that message where it says, we just protected you from a threat.
I know.
Do I need to know that?
Yeah.
You've done it already.
Just do it. If you have any doubts about an email sender's authenticity, do not click on the embedded link. And actually, I have friends who will send me a link, and they'll just send it to me.
Right.
And I decided a year ago, and I write back, and I go, I don't know if this is you or not. Love you, but don't send me just a link. I'm right. not going to click on it. And I don't. I don't click on just a link from anybody, ever. So don't. Right. Don't click on a link. Also, remember that banks never request any personal information via an email. Ever. Be vigilant about checking your account balances. The sooner that you notice any kind of report type of fraudulent activity or anything going on, the more likely you're going to be able to be reimbursed for any of your missing funds. So look out. It's called Game Over.
If you have any doubts, send your bank information to JP Travis.
Yeah, send it to the clouds first. I'm not kidding you. All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with some Nevada news. So stay with us. You're with Broadview. JP's my co-host, and I'm Jay Davis. Thanks for joining us.
It's fun to wake up again. Don Geronimo is here weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10 on 1270 The Buzz.
You've heard that location is important, but when it comes to your business, location is everything. Here are three reasons why, as a business owner, you should consider Matley Properties. Location, location, location. How many people see your business every day? Would 1,000 be incredible? 10,000 amazing? If your place was at Matley Properties, which is located right off Highway 395, more than 200,000 people would drive by it every day. Every one of the companies located at Matley Properties lead in their respective occupations in our area. AMEC Engineering, Hanger Orthopedic Group, Pacific Medical, Reno Media Group, Tropical Penguin Scuba, and Sandy's Electronics. With their products and services combined with one of Reno's best locations, these companies together generate tens of millions of dollars every year. If you're considering relocation, Matley Properties offers competitive rates and gives your business a chance to be seen by over 200,000 people a day. For your office or retail space needs, call 848-9064.
Hi, this is Diane from Reverse Aging on Wells Avenue. I've been teaching people and doctors how to cleanse with true infrared saunas, alkaline water, and pure nutritional products for 11 years. I have a live radio show here on 1270 The Buzz at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. Tune in Sunday at 10 and see what's happening in the cleansology world. Call in to win some super cool giveaways. Reverse Aging Cleansology Show. We will have amazing top-notch health guests such as naturopathic doctors, raw foodies, and people into cleansing as guests. We will be announcing amazing events and giving away free gifts. It could change your destiny too. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. on The Buzz or stop in for more info at Reverse Aging Spa on Wells. Our holistic shop will impress even the green snobs. We at Reverse Aging sell everything for less than everyone else online. Check us out, reverseagingnaturally.com. See you Sundays at 10 a.m.
Having financial needs? The tax season is here and the deadline is approaching. Cartlidge Cartlidge and Company started 52 years ago. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge Cartlidge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. We appreciate you listening on this Saturday. Supposed to be 66 degrees today. It was cold and it seemed like a beach day this morning.
Yeah.
Was it sunny when you got here?
It was sunny.
Sun coming out?
But it's still kind of cool.
Strange days.
That's beautiful weather for walking around.
Beautiful weather. And news in the Nevada area, in Northern Nevada. Governor Sandoval has interviewed the three finalists now for the superintendent of the Nevada Department of Education. The governor's task will be to decide, and maybe this week he'll decide, who among the three candidates are going to succeed Superintendent Keith Rialt, who is retiring on March 30th. Final candidates chosen by the State Board of Education 2 weeks ago, after public interviews with five semifinalists, include James Guthrie, Senior Fellow and Director of Education Policy Studies at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas, Texas, who got 10 votes from the board.
George W. Bush
George W. Bush Institute.
There's an institute?
There's an institute. Carolyn McIntosh, Superintendent of Schools for the Lyon County School District since 2008. She received 8 of 10 votes. And Renee Cantu Jr. Cantu, looks French. Currently the executive director of the Latin Chamber of Commerce Community Foundation, former vice president of multicultural affairs at Nevada College, the state college, who also earned 8 of 10 votes. They were all asked the same questions on educated related issues. They include core curriculum, the state's dropout rate, school choice, issues related to teacher evaluations, homeschooling, early childhood education, leadership, and the closing the achievement gap. And you can read more on the three at rgj.com.
What's the achievement gap?
I'm not sure. You're asking the wrong person here.
The gap between achievement and what they wish they were achieving?
Yes, that must be it.
Right.
Or what they should be achieving, I think, would probably be more like it. Of course, they have standards, and they've decided what those standards are and what you should be achieving by every age. You know, they've already decided all that. But anyway, there's it. We have three semifinalists and finalists. And we'll see. We could do that this week. Here was an interesting story. Right here in Reno. Man illegally practiced dentistry out of his mobile home.
He's provided.
What in the heck is this all about?
That's JP's dentist, didn't you know that?
Yeah. Don't say that.
I said, did you call him?
I'd go to him. He can't do any worse to me than the real dentist of dentistry.
JP has a phobia. So this, you've missed your chance, because now I think he's been arrested. He was arrested Thursday on an allegation that he was practicing dentistry out of his Gentryway mobile home.
Even better.
Without a license or even adequate training. Pair of pliers and
dentistry
a pick.
Dentistry is not that complicated. You drill in and you get the bad stuff out.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Put some adobe in there.
Have you ever had a hematoma? No. I mean, the hematoma, you can get. Oh, no. I wouldn't. No, man, look at him. I wouldn't let him touch my teeth. He's gotta be kidding me.
I'm sure he's less expensive.
Raul Rodriguez. I'd rather have an expensive bill and run out on it than have some cheap guy.
they all destroy you. You might as well go to the cheap guy.
He posted bond on $5,000. He is out. You better call him. He's out on $5,000 bail.
Go.
He was released from Washoe County Jail.
I can help him with that bail. I have
Raul
customer
Rodriguez.
Right here.
They towed away his office, though. I don't think you'll find it now.
That's just wrong, Sean.
The police said that they were called to a local hospital on Tuesday after one of Rodriguez's alleged patients ended up in intensive care due to airway blockage.
Ooh. What was he doing down in her airway?
Oh, I have no idea. They served a search warrant to the airway and found nothing. No, just kidding. They served a search warrant at Rodriguez's mobile home,